Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of projectlifemastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. When you believe that in order to be happy, you need to have this or that, something outside of yourself, instead of recognizing and understanding that you can be happy right now, regardless of your outside circumstances, regardless of having that car or having that man or woman in your life or having your ideal body or having a lot of money. In fact, there's people out there in the world that have nothing. You know, they're broke, they're in debt or poor, you know, they're alone, people that are sick and dying. And yet they're still have decided, regardless of their circumstances, to be happy and joyful and cheerful. There's people out there in the same way that have a lot of money, they're maybe multimillionaires or billionaires, and they have everything on the outside world, yet they're not happy, they're not fulfilled. That's why you see celebrities and famous people actually commit suicide, and actually, you know, they're depressed, they're unhappy. Regardless, you see them have it all, but deep down they haven't learned to master their emotions and really find the happiness within themselves.
A lot of the wealthiest people out there, they have a quality of life that you, most people, I assume, do not really want. A lot of them, they have a level of stress that's beyond what you and I could even imagine. A lot of them have horrible relationships. A lot of them work so hard and so much in their careers, in their lives, that they've neglected their relationships. They've neglected time with their kids. They've neglected their family. They've neglected their friends. They've neglected their body. They've neglected their emotional well-being. And they pursued wealth, they pursued money, they pursued their business, because it was something that they became competent at. They based their whole identity around being an incredibly successful entrepreneur, and they got rewarded externally from other people and magazines and the media and other people looking up to them for that skills and for that identity. It's a source of their significance, their self-worth. It's an addiction just like any other addiction out there, and they keep pursuing it, but oftentimes at an expense of the other areas of their life, which again, in my opinion, I believe can be more important, more fulfilling, more rewarding to our lives. The big trap that a lot of them fall into is they put all their focus into creating wealth and money. And once they've made it, they continue just putting everything they can into that, and again, neglecting what matters. And if you understand my work, I believe that there's only so many areas of life that really matter. I call it the life mastery blueprint, this whole concept of life mastery, that there's other areas of life beyond just making money, beyond just creating a business, right? There's your health, which is really the foundation to everything. Your health is your wealth. That if you have all the money in the world, what does it matter if you don't have your physical body, the most valuable thing you have, something that no amount of money can buy back? The goal for anybody here watching this is not to be the richest man or woman in the graveyard.
You know, I believe that you and I, all human beings, we all really want to be happy in our lives. We want a sense of joy, fulfillment, a sense of meaning, and be excited for our lives. But the challenge that I've observed is that most people in society today have bought into the lie and the illusion that happiness and joy and fulfillment comes from outside of ourselves. That you have to put your focus and emphasis on the external results and rewards of life instead of focusing internally. Understanding and knowing that the happiness that you're looking for, that you're craving and seeking, is already within you.
Your relationship, your spiritual well-being, your emotional well-being, your physical body, I believe those are the foundation that allow us to experience everything else so much more. It's going to amplify your life. That you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have a great relationship, if you're not happy in a relationship, then you're not happy. You could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, what's it all for? You could have all the money in the world, but if you don't take care of your mind, your emotions, and find gratitude in every moment, and focus on the good in your life and appreciate your life fully, then you're not going to be as fulfilled as you can. How many people out there, guys, that are billionaires, they have all the money, and they're depressed, they're miserable, they're suicidal, you know? How many celebrities go in and out of rehab? And then you take people that are homeless. I've been in parts of the world that have just pure poverty, and some of the happiest people that I've seen. And they don't have much, but they appreciate their life. They have their family, they have their friends, they have their connection with God. And they're happier in a lot of cases, in my opinion, a better quality of life than some people that have all the money out there. So don't fall into that trap. That you might have to make sacrifices, I get it, but not at the expense of every other area of your life and not losing sight of what matters, what truly matters for you in your life. And I'm just giving you my opinion of this. Only you can say what that is. Only you can say what truly makes you happy. Only you can say what's gonna make you fulfilled and what you want your life to be about. But don't fall into that trap of just making money and not being happy. Success without fulfillment is failure.
I'm gonna be happy regardless of what my outside world looks like, just because I've decided to and I choose to, and that I'm in control, you're in control of our emotional states, that regardless of what's going on, you can always look for the good, you can always appreciate the good in every situation of life, you can always have something to be grateful for, you can always have something to be excited for and happy about, even though it might not be ideal yet. But if instead you operated from happiness first, to making that a higher value on your list, to prioritizing your own happiness, what if instead that actually helped you to attract and achieve more in your life? What if instead of achieving to be happy, you happily achieved? Because I believe, and what I've noticed in myself and my life, is that when I started to put happiness first above all of that, and I created a powerful ritual in my life where I decided, you know what, every day, every single morning, I'm gonna spend time for myself just to be happy, to take in all the gifts of my life. So here's what I want to propose to you guys is make happiness a higher priority, shift your mindset, your belief system, decide, you know what, I can be happy now. I'm gonna spend the first part of my day, which is the most important part of your day, the moment that you wake up, and create a ritual for yourself and do what makes you happy, whatever that might be. You know, for myself, I've got crazy rituals that I do, but you know, I enjoy learning each day and I enjoy taking care of my health and my body and giving my body love. I enjoy just spending time meditating. I enjoy spending time just focusing on and thinking about what I'm grateful for, what's great in my life and what I'm happy about, so that I train myself to always look for the good no matter what. No matter what's going on, there's always good. I will find it. And you know, and that will help amplify my life and remind myself how blessed I really am. So hopefully this video could be a good reminder for some of you to really value that more, make an emphasis on it. Not just be one-dimensional in your life and just focus on one aspect, but you know, I believe in the life mastery, and the foundation of that is your health, your mindset, your emotions. And you know, you really master those areas of your life, those are the ones that are going to affect everything else that much more. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.